Day number 10, a crisis prayer God didn't forget. Read Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15, and Luke 12, verses 6 through 7. God used two things to make me passionate about a ministry in crisis response. The first was studying crisis throughout the pages of Scripture, which has provided most of the source material for these devotionals. The second was an experience I had in the Philippines. The story actually begins in Africa. In November 2013, I was in Bangui, Central African Republic, trying to recover from being sick. Too weak to do anything else, I listened to BBC Radio. A special came on about Tacloban in the Philippines, a name which was new to me. Weeks before, the city had taken a direct hit from Super Typhoon Yolanda, and people were telling their stories, each one ending in tears. I was moved and remember praying something like, "Oh Lord, please help these people. Bring eternal good out of the devastation. Use it to draw people to you." 6 weeks later, I was back in the USA working on helping war-torn CAR with food and seed. I confess my prayers for Tacloban were far from my mind, but not from God's. Fast forward exactly 1 year later. I had accepted the invitation of a missionary to see the results of his agency's response to a powerful typhoon that struck a year before in the Philippines. Landing in Cebu City, heavily jet-lagged, I flipped on the TV in my hotel room and found a one-year anniversary documentary on Super Typhoon Yolanda. It sounded very familiar. I then remembered the BBC story I had heard on the radio a year before when I was in Africa. Traveling throughout Samar Island, we saw a land still heavily scored and pocked by the typhoon's strength. But the contrasting beauty of new life, new believers, and new church plants was stunning. I sat worshiping in a church plant which hadn't existed a year before. As they sang, it all came back to me. I remembered my prayer from a year before and realized I was sitting in the midst of God's answer to that prayer. These were the people for whom I had prayed. I had forgotten, but God had not. My prayer, slowly swallowed up by time and the demands of life, sprouted and grew in the soil of God's faithfulness. He joys in answering the prayers of His children.